Good morning. We're continuing with Chayot and Klal Lamed Aleph, the Siman Lamed Aleph, and we're talking about the reading of Hashem's name, which is, we have, as it were, a Kriya Ksiv. It's written one way, we pronounce it another way. Like the Gemara says in Psochim, not the way I am written is the way I'm supposed to be pronounced. Lost love, will there be a time where that will be different? We'll be able to pronounce Hashem Hashem as written. But nowadays we can't do that. Nowadays we're not allowed to do that. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the person will be Hoygis Hashem Bosir, the person will pronounce Hashem's name with the letters which are written, is Enlochet Kolam Habo. So it's not a simple idea to get involved in reading it as written. Okay. So Moshe is mechadish in his tshuva that it's not a kriya, doesn't have a lach of a kriya ksiva. The more when it gives examples of kriya ksiva, the more does not talk about Shem Hashem. It's a different din. So that din, if the word is written there, so the Sefer Torah is kosher. The fact that it's covered with wax does not make the Sefer Torah puzzle, because the word is written there. It would be covered with ink, so ink actually obliterates the ink underneath. So it's like it's not written. It's covered with wax. It does not obliterate the ink which is there. The ink is still there. The word is still there, just it can't be read. So that situation, Ramosha holds that would not be a problem if it would be on top of a Shem Hashem. A person could read it as the word Balpet. He does not see it's a Kriya Ksiv. There actually is a Gra in Siman Hay, which seems to say not like that, when he talks about the kavana a person is supposed to have when you say Hashem's name. So the Shulchan Aruch says you're supposed to think the kavana of the word Havaya and the kavana of the word Adnus. So you think Adon HaKol, because that's what the word Adnus means. Hashem is the master of all. And then the Shem Havaya is Hoya, Hoyve, Viyya, and some add Mahava HaKol. He is, and he will be. He is an existence which always was, always will be, and is in the present. And he's a source of all existence. So Shulchan Aruch says you have to have kavana of the Shem as it's written and as it's read as well. The Gra disagrees and says, based on the rules of Kriya Ksiv, your kavana is not what's written, but the way you read it. So the Ikar is the Kri. So over here, since it's a Kriya Ksiv, so it's read Adnus, so you only have the kavana of Adnus. The only exception being the first pasuk of Shema. So the Gra seems to envision that this is, it seems to be machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch and the Gra, is the shame of Hashem's name, is that an example of a Kriya Ksiv or not? Okay, getting back to over here. So this Kriya Ksiv issue, the Shulchan Aruch just gives a story, which is very uncommon in the Shulchan Aruch, but the Shulchan Aruch holds it important enough to actually give a story, that there once was a Balkare who read it as written, not like the Masara. And there were three Rabbanim there, the Maria Vuav and two members of his Bezdin. So I assume this took place in either in Spain or in Amsterdam, that and they warned him that he should go back and read it based on the Masara of the how the Kriya is supposed to be said, not the way it's written. And he refused. He went back and he read it again based on what's written. So they put him in Cheirim for doing that. And the Shulchan Aruch brings this story to stress the importance of respecting the Kriya Ksiv. The person has to be a Baki in the Tumim and the Nekudas. He has to read them properly. If the nikud that he read different, which was incorrect, did not change the meaning of the word, or the trop that he read did not change the meaning incorrectly, did not change the meaning of the sentence, sometimes a pause can make a big difference in how you understand the pasuk, depending where you put your pause, their parentheses, etc., are changed. So if the trup, which is where you're putting your pause, they're not changed, the mistaken trup, they're not changed the meaning of the pasuk, we do not make him go back, but rather we just are garimba, which means we correct him at the time, and but if it's not corrected, we don't have to go back and reread it. In a case where the vowelization would change what the word means, so then the halacha is he has to go back and go in chelav cholav yase yeose im ve'em aharon and haron or haron. So Mazirna said in all the situations the halacha is we require him to go back because he's changed what it means, and you have to go back. So that's an example of where the nikud changes what it means. What about an example where the trup changes what it means? What about that? And we'll talk to the rest of Hashem in the following shir. Have a good day.